them shout for joy and be glad. That favor my righteousness, my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, that the Lord be magnified, which hath had pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. Let's open to Psalm 37, verse 25. Psalm 37, verse 25. I have been young, and now I am old, yet I have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Again, the last one I want us to open his door is 3 John, verse 2. 3 John, verse 2. The book of 3 John has only one chapter. 3 John, verse 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. The Bible says in these scriptures that God is excited when his children prosper. So this brings me to the topic of today that says faith for prosperity. Faith for prosperity. There are few good things that are good about being rich, about being prosperous. But nothing is good about being poor. Don't get me wrong, when we say prosperity, we are talking about riches. It doesn't necessarily mean it's all about money. Some people will like, it's everything about money. Money is not. We have different area of prosperity. You have to prosper spiritually. You have to prosper maritally. You have to prosper financially. You have to prosper career-wise. You have to prosper educationally. Every area. So prosperity is not all about money. It's not all about riches. In area of prosperity, we need faith. Faith for prosperity. Since morning we've been talking about faith. That means God is saying something. When we were at the leaders' prayer meeting in the morning, Pastor Olalu was praising prayer. It's still on faith. Even at the ward cleaning, it was still talking about faith. I prepared my message yesterday, and by around 11 p.m., God started telling me another thing about faith. That means God is saying something. And I want us to please listen attentively this morning. Don't look at it as, is it not this girl? Taiwo. Maybe Taiwo there, but it's God that is speaking here. Sometimes we talk, we step on toes. We can't obstruct the Spirit of God. Whatever you want us to say, that we say. I'm sorry to say this. Some people don't really get blessed in church. I'm sorry, I'm not supposed to say this. I don't know why. I'm trying to restrict myself, especially the pastor's wives. It's so hard for pastor's wife to be blessed. Do you know why? Because they see the man speaking as, is he not rich? They know his weaknesses. They know his strengths. They've seen his nakedness. They've seen everything about him. What the church members don't see, they see it at home. That is why sometimes when they are praying, they say, is it not my husband? So please, I don't know why I tried not to say this thing, but I don't want peace if I don't say it. So please, this morning, don't look at it that TDK is speaking. God is speaking to us. But we are talking about faith. We only need faith in this world. It's very useless in heaven. You don't faith anything in heaven. Because everything in heaven is surplus. You don't need to have faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. And evidence of things not seen. So in heaven, you don't hope for anything again. Everything is there. The only place you need faith is here. So let's use it in every area of our life. Must prosper. In this life, we must encounter battles. If you are going to win spiritual battle, you must look at them through the eyes of faith. No matter what you are going through, you are supposed to take your territory. Talking about territory. Financially, if you must prosper financially, sorry, spiritually.
spiritually. You must take your territory. If you get to a place in this age, for example, I tell you there are some principalities and powers that control the area. So if you must prosper in business, prosper even as a church, we must take over the territory. Whether we like it or not, these principalities and powers don't want anything to happen. They don't want you to prosper. They are the ones that when messages are going on, people start sleeping. They are the ones that don't allow things to move. That is why you will see some churches after some time, they won't see members, they will leave. Because the principalities and powers have vowed not to church to stay here. They are in your family. There are some families, they don't get to a certain age. So you must take over your territory. In your prayer life, there are battles everywhere. I remember about 10 years ago when we relocated to Ikoroju. When we got there, my husband removed his shoe and said I should do the same thing. And we put our feet on the soil of Ikoroju. And we took some sand representing the soil of Ikoroju. And we made some dangerous prayers. That all ye land of Ikoroju, hear the word of God. We have come, and we have come to possess these things. We have come to take over. We took control of that territory. I said, if whatever that is happening here says people don't prosper here, I and my family, we will prosper in the land of Ikoroju. If we will leave Ikoroju today, we will leave ceremoniously. Some people don't know all these things. You struggle, you do all sorts of things, even in your prayer life, the day you are not fasting, you might not eat from morning till evening, and you won't be hungry. But the day you are fasting, before night, your tummy will start, you know. Are you not sensing something? Those are principalities and powers, spiritual wickedness in high places. So you must take over your territory if you must prosper. There is nothing you want to do spiritually. You must have, you know, there are a lot of things that's happening around the world. You just pick a wedding date. Do you know some people that don't even want to get married at all? One of my parents that has children in my school traveled 2 weeks ago. His father died. His father was buried yesterday. But they have to postpone the wedding, the burial. In his village, went for family meeting on the marriage plan. And the next thing, he went to buy fuel. And when he was coming, Okada man that carried a man with a woman at the back ran into him. And there was a fatal accident. And the two people died instantly. And these two people that died instantly were to get married yesterday. Principalities and powers. There are a lot of things. You need faith to do so many things, to prosper. You have to visualize it. You have to pray. And you must believe that this marriage, I am going to go into it and I must prosper in it. It's not just by mouth. One man that bought a land next door to Difas College, a young man of early 30s, he built the beautiful bungalow. He fixed the day to move. The day this man came, he was with me in Difas, and Adam, I'm moving in next Saturday. I came to check your school. I have 3 kids. This is the way talking. And the man left. When he got to the road, the wife was in the car with the 3 children. He had a flat tire. And he came down jacking it. And from nowhere, a trailer came and started his thing. Right in the presence of the children and wife. So the day he was to move to the house was the day he was buried in the house. Principalities and powers. So when we are talking about faith and about prosperity, it has nothing to do with only money. Spiritual prosperity. You must be rich spiritually. You must know who you serve. You must look in God's, you know, you must look into the hands of the devil and fight the devil. It is high time we stop praying.